Page 10, Loan Closet, Medical Equipment and Supplies for People Who Need It. CIL staff member Elisa Moore coordinates a loan closet filled with durable medical equipment and sometimes consumable medical supplies that people can borrow or have depending on what their needs are. Items such as wheelchairs, walkers, scooters, shower chairs, tub transfer benches, and more are donated to the CIL for use to lend to others. Although we don't always have every item a caller is looking for, often we can make a match. Quote, I love being able to tell someone, yes, we have what you're looking for. When would you like to pick it up? Moore said. The process is simple. There are no complicated forms, no verification, and no requirement to have a letter from a doctor. Nursing facility transition. Many people with disabilities can find themselves living in nursing homes when it's not really necessary. Quote, too often people just don't know their options, Mike Bell, Ann Arbor CIL transition specialist, an individual with a spinal cord injury said. Quote, it's important that people make informed choices and decide for themselves where they want to live, end quote. Deciding to move out of a nursing home and reintegrate into the community can be challenging and complicated. Bell helps people evaluate whether moving out of a nursing facility and into their own home is the right thing for them to do. Quote, it's a step-by-step process, and we help people along the way. There are many things to think about, and there are a lot of risks, but there are great rewards, too, he said. Bell and the CIL staff people learn about accessible housing options, in-home health services, outpatient medical care, and transportation options. Bell also assists people in finding resources for home accessibility modifications and in finding household items such as furniture and kitchen equipment. Quote, one of the most important things we do, though, is help people find social and recreational pursuits. Once the basics are covered, getting connected with social and recreational outlets is the most important step in getting on a path to a full and meaningful life, end quote. Bell works collaboratively with the Area Agency on Aging 1B and the Michigan Department of Community Health's Nursing Facility Transition Project. Sidebar. Quote, since 1981, the center has been a big support to me to know that I could live independently, end quote. Tom Bayer, Ann Arbor CIL consumer and individual with multiple sclerosis. Attorneys volunteer time to answer legal questions. The center has recently begun partnering with local attorneys to provide on-site legal consultations for consumers on designated Ann Arbor CIL law days. Attorneys David Blanchard and Angela Walker of Nacton Associates in Ann Arbor began providing pro bono legal services this summer. Free legal consultations are now available every few months. The first time the attorneys volunteered their time, more than a dozen Ann Arbor CIL consumers got help with legal questions, which covered a variety of issues including disability accommodation rights and employment discrimination. Quote, so many people don't have access to honest answers on these types of questions, and they are just expected to trust their HR department or their landlord, Blanchard said. The lawyers also help with questions about medical leave, tenants' rights, and criminal defense matters. Blanchard and Walker meet with consumers in person or on the phone if someone can't come to the center. Blanchard said he was pleasantly surprised by the turnout at the first event. Quote, I had a hunch there would be a lot of folks out there with questions, but I had no idea we would be lining up back-to-back meetings. The turnout was impressive. End quote. Top photo. CIL staff member Elisa Moore and a consumer she helped are in front of his apartment building sign. The consumer uses a motorized scooter. Bottom photo, attorneys Angela Walker and David Blanchard. Page 11, Information and Assistance. Sue Probert, who has been with the CIL since 2000, leads the Information and Assistance Program. Probert has a great depth of knowledge about community resources and is an empathetic listener. Quote, I'm very passionate about the work I do, and I believe in it very strongly, Probert said. Quote, people often call with a stated purpose, but usually underneath is an unstated one. Sometimes the caller can put the words on it, and sometimes they can't, end quote. Probert always listens carefully. Probert responds to approximately 1,000 individuals each year. Requests come in over the phone, by email, or in person. People from all walks of life make inquiries, including people with disabilities, their families and friends, employers, community partners, social workers, and representatives of other nonprofit organizations. Quote, you need energy for this job. In this position, you're exposed to a lot of challenging issues day after day, Probert said. Probert understands the issues because she's been there. She and her mother both have disabilities. Quote, because of all the things I've been through, I get it. When I comfort people and reassure them, it means something because I've been there, Probert said. Quote, the biggest issue people call about is housing, Probert said. Quote, about a third to a half of all calls are about housing, and the problem is usually credit or income problems, and the fact that our community doesn't offer enough affordable and accessible housing, end quote. Affordable and accessible housing is especially important to people with disabilities because managing disability issues can be very difficult without a stable home environment. Spinal Cord Injury Support Group. Tom Hotland, Ann Arbor CIL Director of Development and Spinal Cord Injury Support Program Manager, knows firsthand what it means to live with a spinal cord injury. Hotland sustained a spinal cord injury, or SCI, in 1991 when he was shot in an armed robbery while managing a suburban hotel. Quote, "It's been a long journey, and it's important to me to help others deal with the same experiences I've lived through," he said. The Ann Arbor CIL has partnered with the U of M's Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation for more than 25 years. Today, Hotland, Mike Bell, Clark Schuler, and other peers with SCIs co-facilitate independent living classes and provide peer support at the U of M Hospital, at Special Tree Rehabilitation, and at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital. Quote, "Often they have just been in a life-threatening accident and experienced a traumatic injury," Hotland said. In the group sessions, he and others work with individuals with newly acquired spinal cord injuries. When Ann Arbor CIL staff meet with them for the first time, they are only just beginning to realize the challenges that lie ahead of them. Quote, "In most cases, the onset of their injury has been so catastrophic that they don't know where to begin," Hotland added. Quote, "Helping people learn how to come to terms with a new disability is difficult, but the most important thing we do," Hotland said. SCI independent living and peer support group discussions include topics such as home accessibility and modifications, health and nutrition, bowel and bladder management, sexuality and relationships, family support, getting out in the community, transportation and driving, and sports and recreation options. Quote, "There is promise when we, as people many years post-SCI, show up on the rehab unit," Hotland said. Quote, "We demonstrate that we are happy, perhaps in relationships, have had children after injury, have traveled, have careers, and have succeeded. Most importantly, we are leading meaningful lives," end quote. Top photo, CIL staff member Sue Probert. Bottom photo, Tom Hotland, CIL Director of Development and SCI Support Group Manager, talks to members of the SCI Support Group.